Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountain.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things that will help you there with your small business. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions. You can check out the blog, and you can subscribe to my newsletter, and we have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And then the next week I report back to you on how a couple of different ways in the newsletter and also on the show on how the poll went. Kristen Arnold is our guest. She's our good friend, a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of Boring to Bravo. We're talking about connecting with people, communicating with our stakeholders, employees, and customers too, right, Kristen?
Absolutely.
Extraordinaryteam.com, right? That's the website?
That is.
And her book is Boring to Bravo, available wherever books are sold. Kristen, you said something when we went to the break about values, our value systems. Talk to us about what that has to do with communication.
Well, I think there's about congruency. If your value system within your company and you're expecting people to have everything that they do is part of that value system and you aren't following that, then the communication breaks down. People don't exactly do what it is that you're asking them to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what that would look like.
Pardon me?
Give us an example of what that would look like.
Well, you know, I was just listening to one of your advertisers, FedEx, mm-hmm. was talking about binding in, and if your presentation is really important,
right.
You want it to look good, and you
mm-hmm.
want it to be there on time, and you have a value system of, you know, whatever is important to your company, whether it's looking professional or timeliness, responsiveness, or, you know, delivering, exceeding your customers' expectations. I mean, each company has its own different things that are important to it. And your actions, all of your actions should be lined up in accordance with those kinds of values.
There was a time when you could get away, especially larger companies. Small businesses, it's always been tougher, but there was a time when you could sort of get away with saying one thing and acting another way. But in what I'm calling the age of the customer, Kristen, which is where we are right now, those days are gone, aren't they?
Well, I think it's also the age of communication. I mean, you can't even have a congressman who can sex test privately. You know, anything that you do is communicated out to the world. I mean, you can't hide.
Is that a good thing to have that much visibility? I mean, it's a good thing from the standpoint of sunlight. I like the sunlight. But does it go too far?
Well, I, no offense, Jim. I think the question is irrelevant. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no hiding. I mean, it used to be that people would respect personal boundary space,
yeah.
and that there was work, and then there was your private life. I mean, if you look at just take a look at politicians. It used to be that people would look the other way because
mm-hmm.
that was considered their personal
mm-hmm.
life. Well, I'm sorry, that just doesn't work anymore. And the same thing holds true in the workplace. The boundaries between personal and professional are blurring. I mean, a lot of us are carrying our crackberries, and we answer them at all times of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is no private phone versus personal phone. We all know.
We don't call places. We call people all the time now.
Yeah. And for us to expect that our actions aren't going to be underneath a microscope all the time, and whenever you're talking, whenever you're behaving, people will see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that you do should line up with what you're saying is most important for the company. I mean, when you look at values, most companies have a handful of values. I always recommend about three because that's the only thing that people can focus on is about
mm-hmm.
three things at one time.
Right.
And so if you're saying that those are the most important things that we permeate everything that we do in our culture, then you as the leader should be doing that as well.
Well, and especially if this is what you're stating to the marketplace, that these are your values, and you don't deliver on those values, as you say, Christian, you know, this is all part of this communication infrastructure we have. That is the underpinning of the age of the customer. Then you're going to get called on it, aren't you?
Well, you're going to get called on it, or you're going to get substandard performance.
Yeah.
But I also want to give you about this third little factor.
Okay.
So there's about communicating what's important. There's about modeling what's important. And then the last one is about reinforcing it. So a lot of companies, they look at one side of the coin, which is about rewarding people
mm-hmm.
for doing what it is that you're asking them to do. But I also suggest that you look at the other side of the coin, which is what are the consequences of not doing
mm-hmm.
what it is that you're asking them to do. A lot of times we don't really look at that. And again, all of that reinforcement piece needs to be in alignment with what is important to you as a company
mm-hmm.
so that you're rewarding and reinforcing those things that you think are important, that are in alignment with your message.
Well said, Christian. Thank you for that today. Appreciate it very much. Give us the website one more time, quickly.
It's www.extraordinaryteam.com.
And they can find all your books there, can't they?
They can.
Including Team Basics, right?
Yep.
That's one of her original ones. And Boring to Bravo is the new one. Hey, Christian, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Christian Arnold, ladies and gentlemen. That's Christian with a K. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.